Words of Dr. Martin Luther from his lectures on the first epistle of St. John, delivered in August to November of 1527 to those who remained in Wittenberg, loving and caring for their neighbors at the onset of the plague. Verses 10 and 11 of chapter 4 of John's first epistle. In this is love, not that we have loved God. It is as if John were saying, but this is love, not that we loved before. Consider, however, how diligently the apostles strive to overthrow our merits and works. God promised without cost and gave gratis out of love whatever he conferred on the fathers and the prophets. For we are so far from having merited anything that even before this time we hated God. For all our efforts, especially those with which we strive to merit grace, are inadequate and amount to nothing. But that he loved us first. Every word condemns our efforts. Yet we do not see this. We disregard it. All works are trumpery, for my works are not on a par with those of Christ, nor do they have the same power. Christ alone is our propitiation. Yet they say that we must render satisfaction for venial sins, not for those sins that are mortal. But let them have their trumpery, and let us leave this glory to Christ alone. And he sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. The whole world desires to be reconciled to God. Consequently, some have devised one manner of expiation, and others have devised another manner. But to us, the Son of God has been given by God to be our expiation. He who does not believe this will despair. This, I fear, will happen to our monks, even to those who appear to be the saintliest, for we see that their sects are only sects of perdition, because they want to propitiate God by means of their vows and their sanctity. The works of Christ and Christ himself are superior by far to our works, in which we have lived at least 40 years and have accomplished nothing. John wants this one and only article, namely that God sent his only begotten Son into the world and that we live through Christ alone, committed to us. This article Satan tries to take away from us. In this article, the monks have erred, and if they have not repented, they have been damned, as Wycliffe has said. I am surprised that he saw this in his time. The orders base salvation on ceremonies. Accordingly, they deny Christ, in whom alone there is expiation and life. Either Christ has erred, or they have erred. One must impress this well on people, because the devil looks most spitefully at this article. In us, that statement of the gospel in Luke chapter 21, which declares, "Many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ," has been fulfilled. Those who base salvation on works and ceremonies actually worship the devil. Therefore, they had enough money. For what do the papistic monks lack? When the devil wants to deceive, he disguises himself as an angel of light. Thus, when he proposed to deceive Martin of Tours, he appeared wearing a golden crown. Martin replied to him, "My Lord did not say that he would come in such adornment." Thus, Satan goes about and seeks in every way to dement and soon to devour us. We must fall down before Christ, our propitiator. That is, we must worship God, namely by confessing that we are truly sinners and by hoping for a blessing from God. Provide yourselves with armor from Scripture concerning justification, which takes place through faith. Collect, I say, a number of Scripture passages that ascribe righteousness to God. Then, if you put your reliance on these passages, you will be able to stand even after a fall. As, for example, after acts of fornication, murder, and other sins. If Christ, the Son of God, is our propitiation, it follows that the works of the monks are not. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. This exhortation is from the previous passage. John always proceeds from faith to love for one's neighbor. And from here, he returns to faith and demonstrates it on the basis of this fruit. Others may do what they please. We should love one another. One's neighbor is not served by these works of the monks. We derive the greatest joy from the fact that we have people to love, either a wife or children, and we thank God who gives us people to love. The monks desert them and have entered a monastery in order to save our souls there. Meanwhile, they have neglected our neighbors, no matter who those neighbors have been. Thus, in monkery, they neither learn nor teach, but serve only themselves. Therefore, we should be grateful for having become acquainted with this light. I would rather be condemned by Pope Gregory and the rest of the teachers than by Christ himself. Therefore, let us work to keep that purity. A reading from Dr. Martin Luther.